It's a Tuesday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason from U of I Extension. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Normally, we talk with Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He's out of the office, but we do have this update of the weather forecast for the growing regions of the world from Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated.
Most of the U.S. Midwest will be seeing a favorable mix of weather over this next week to 10 days. In fact, I think probably late season harvest progress will advance relatively well across the region during this period of time, even though we do have some weather disturbances that will advance through the region. Today is a good example. We do have a frontal boundary moving through the Midwest that is going to produce some shower activity across parts of the region. The majority of the precipitation overnight last night was focused mostly on the western Corn Belt. It was somewhat disorganized. It looks like the majority of the precipitation was focused on the region from Wisconsin back into parts of Missouri and Kansas. There were also some other showers, though, that occurred in portions of northwest Iowa and South Dakota, as well as Minnesota. A lot of this precipitation, though, was less than, let's say, 0.2 inches. There were a few exceptions, but not in the heart of the Midwest. As we go through this next 24-hour period, we will see an increase in precipitation in the southwestern portions of the Corn Belt. This is mainly because of an insurgence of moisture that will be flowing into the region from a hurricane that is going to diminish as it moves into Mexico during the next couple of days. Tomorrow night, landfall will take place in west central parts of Mexico, but the moisture from the storm is already streaming northeastward into parts of Texas, and so we will see an enhancement of precipitation occurring across some of the crop areas from Texas up into parts of the Midwest. Now, most of the precipitation of significance will occur no further to the northeast than southern parts of Illinois, and the focus of all the energy will be in Texas, parts of Arkansas, and maybe some areas in Louisiana, and the southernmost parts of the Delta eventually. The precipitation in all of these areas could end up running a couple of inches, and certainly locally greater amounts will take place, especially in Texas. There'll be a nice boost in soil moisture for future crop needs across Texas, but this isn't a very good time of the year for widespread rainfall, since there's quite a bit of cotton out there that's still left to be harvested. Another disturbance that will come across northern crop areas as move into the end of this week across the northern Midwest, and may eventually impact some of the eastern Corn Belt country as well. Moisture totals with this event should be relatively light also, but we will see enough precipitation that we will see a little bit of a disruption to farming activity. Temperatures are expected to bounce around a bit as we go forward through these next few days. We do expect to see the majority of high temperatures running primarily in the 40s and 50s in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt. We'll probably see 50 and maybe even some 60-degree temperatures periodically in southern areas, but that will occur fairly briefly. Looks like probably Wednesday, tomorrow, will likely be the warmer day in the lower parts of the region. As we move out into Thursday and Friday, a new surge of cool air will take place. We'll see highs running mostly in the 40s and 50s across a big part west.
Our thanks, of course, to Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City for his update of the weather forecast. Hey, don't forget to visit our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. There you can purchase your tickets to our Farm Assets Conference for the 24th day of November. Probably ought to do that right now. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Have a great afternoon.